In Northwest news from KPLU, state lawmakers have unveiled their proposal to address the state Supreme Court's McCleary mandate this session. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes says their plan is to come up with a plan.
The McCleary ruling called for more money for Washington schools, and lawmakers have come through with $2.3 billion over their last two budgets. But the ruling also said the amount school districts had to rely on property tax levies to pay their teachers was a problem. Lawmakers have yet to address that part of McCleary, but a bill introduced Friday would commit a legislative task force to study the issue and to come back with their proposed fix next January. House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan acknowledged the legislature's progress on McCleary has come at a snail's pace.
It is taking more time than I would like, and I think probably any of us would like. But the fact is that there is more work that needs to be done. I wish that we had something on the table today that we could pass in this upcoming session.
But it's a complex problem, Sullivan says. And not only that, but the possible solutions are politically polarizing. Still, state Supreme Court justices have signaled they're losing patience. They began fining the state $100,000 a day for a lack of progress on McCleary. The plaintiffs in that case suggested last November the court might consider imposing even more drastic penalties, like voiding all of the state's tax exemptions, or even shutting down the school system. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.